August 3rd, 1985. I'm at the home of Lillian Lewis, and we're going to be talking about food and Haitian folk tales.
Bouki et Malice, c'est deux petits personnages haïtiens que nous racontons histoire sur eux. Mais histoire ça eux nous prend depuis longtemps, longtemps. C'est depuis grande qui t'est raconté. Après ça, petite raconté, qu'il y a petite petite vingt ans d'histoire. Bouki, c'est un petit nègre qui te saute en pile. Dans l'histoire passée pour un petit nègre qui te saute en pile. Et Malice, c'est un petit bonhomme qui était très, très intelligent. Eh bien, un jour, Bouki te besoin d'aller dans le marché. Il quittait. Plutôt, c'est Malice qui t'appelle dans le marché. Alors, il quittait Bouki pour occuper maman. Mais maman, c'est un vieux grand monde qui était dans la cabane. Il n'est pas déplacé. Malice dit Bouki comme ça, ouais ben maman, bon ben chaud et puis on mettait le coucher. Ok. Malice allez, là je fais provision. Bouki pendant ce temps dit bouillit, on de l'eau bien chaud avec bon coup feuille là dedans. Et puis elle finit, il paraît devant maman, elle dit maman, l'eau est dit. Alors excusez-moi, moi je lui ai dit de l'eau à Paris. Bouki paraît devant maman, il dit maman, de l'eau à Paris. Il prend maman avec toute force li. Il a dit maman tchou boum dans de l'eau chaude. Maman relè. Et puis ah, c'est pas pour Bouki ça, Bouki prend feuille chaude frotter maman. Elle finit de lever maman, il mettait li dans cabane. Habillé maman bien habillée. Et puis maman grignait tout dedans. Ça veut dire maman vient raide tellement Bouki met de l'eau chaude sous lui. Le Malice tourne. Malice dit Bouki, elle saute bien maman. Il dit oh oui Malice, tu es bien maman. Maman tellement content, maman grignait tout dedans, mette cachimbol dans la bouche. Li. Oh oh. Le Malice paraît. Il joint c'est tuer Bouki, te tuer grand monde dans de l'eau chaude. Dans grand monde dans bou. Grien un cachimbo nan bouche grand moun nan. Mes amis, a la tinek sot se Bouki. In Haiti, we have stories that pass from grandmother to mother, then from mother to children, and then to grandchildren. We have two little personages, one called Bouki and the other one called Malice. So Bouki and Malice are two little personages that Haitian people know as Bouki being the dummy one and Malice being a very intelligent fellow. And we have many stories about Bouki and Malice. Let me tell you this one. One day, Malice decided to go to the market. Yes, Malice is the intelligent one. He decided to go to the market. While Bouki will stay home and take care of mother, who was sick in bed and couldn't move. So Malice called Bouki and said, Bouki, I'm going to the market. You take care of mother. Yes, Bouki, I can do it very well. Okay, Bouki, you give a good bath to mother, warm bath, make her comfortable until I come to cook for her. And then Malice left. Bouki boiled the water and put all kind of leaves in it. And when it was ready, well boiled, Bouki went to the bed, pick up mother, and boom! Mother was in the water, boiling. So mother yelled. And Bouki took all those leaves and started to rub on mother. So then Mother show all her tips, and Buki, after the giving a good bath to mother, good hot bath to mother, Buki took mother back in bed and dressed mother. So when Malice came back, Malice said, "Buki, everything is done just like I told you." "Oh yes, Malice, I gave a good bath to mother. You can see her. She is so happy." She kept on laughing, and I put her pap in her mouth. "Go and see." So Buki went and see. Mother was dead from that hot bath, and all teeth out. Kounyam pou rakonte nou istwa kote Buki al vole nan vont bœuf la. Voilà, c'était Malice qui te goun bœuf que chaque jour l'al pran viande pou vin kuit pou tout fami. Mais chaque jour Buki wè Malice soti et Malice tourne a gros panier plein viande. Buki di, "Mais Malice, chaque jour pour l'acheter viande nou kote ou pa mene mwen. Mene Malice tout nou pou mede ou pou te gros acheter viande cha." Malice di, "Ok Buki, un jour ma mene nou, moun se moun si man bos sekre viande nan, wè gâte bagay la." "A Malice, mou pap gâte bagay la, ma fè bagay la tre bien. Mene m tout nou nan kote ou vann viande nan." "Bon, ok Buki, map mene nou. Demain matin, m'a pleuvé bien bonheur, mais non en vienne. Mais comme d'où sorti, c'est pour sortir, oui. Parce que sous rete wap nan traka." "Ok." Malice al dormi bien bonheur, Buki al couché. Mais Buki pa kap dormi. Chaque temps levé, la levé Malice. Il dit, "Malice li jou. Malice li jou, li lè pou levé." Malice dit, "Non, Buki, il pou kou jou, il pou kou lè pou m'levé. Ah. C'est par contre pour Buki. Ça Buki fait, Buki prend dernier papier, dernier bagage fat tracté dans caille là. Buki allait, il lui mon gros du feu tout autour caille là. Il courit la lever Malice, il dit, "Ouais Malice. Mais chole il a levé, le feu kounya non tout. Ouais chole il a bien." Pour un petit moment Malice comprendre que derrière tes font clarté vraiment, il comprend que le gant en joue. Malice courir lever l'aller, mais le Malice commence à marcher, fait deux trois pas, il rend compte son grand boucan bou qui était lui-même qui fait le bonheur comme ça. Mais malgré ça, il continue route là l'aller. Et bien côté Malice, c'est qu'on a le point vient non. C'est en dedans vent un bœuf. Là il est arrivé comme ça, il était l'ouvrir tout derrière bœuf là rentrer là-dedans. Et puis, il était un petit couteau filé, il commençait couper bœuf là. Couper bœuf, couper bœuf, couper bœuf, il prend bon coup viande chaque jour. Mais il te dit Buki, "Wa fa attention Buki pour pas couper ke bœuf là. Parce que sou couper ke bœuf là mouri ou pas jamais sorti en dedans ventre là." Il a fini à bawo en dedans ventre bœuf là, le mettre bœuf là vini. Mais mettre bœuf là, tu remarques que bœuf là t'a vinn maigre chaque jour là, il dit ouais bœuf là vinn pi maigre. Ça lié c'est Malice qui t'a point vient dans bœuf là, mais il pas de jambe barré Malice. Et ben Buki lui-même maintenant, elle rive dans vente bœuf là, commence à couper, il commence à couper. Le Malice dit en aller. Il dit non Malice, je m'poko prend conduire, la femme poko charger, m'a prend vient toujours. Ah, Malice dit plusieurs fois en aller, Malice une prend vient qui cap fait même deux jours. Malice dit m'a quitto sous pas vle fin. Buki di Malice, "Ou met aye ou sou pa vle tann mwen. Men mwen menm fò m pran kont viann, pa tounè anko." Malice al lakay li, Buki rete nan vann bœuf la. Nan koupe bœuf ou moman chak, Buki koupe kè bœuf la. E le Buki fè sa pou soti, nan pran mwayen pou soti pase l koupe kè bœuf la. Bœuf la tombe, bœuf la mouri. Buki an dan vann bœuf la, pa kap soti de bœuf la fèmè. Jou sa, le fermier a vini met bœuf la. Li gade wè bœuf li mouri. Le fini li wè vant bœuf la gros 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 salye Buki an dan vant bœuf la. Il dit, ah, petit garçon, ça, faut qu'on bagarre dans votre bœuf, moi. Fermier prend bœuf là, il prend une grosse manchette, il coupe votre bœuf là. C'est Bouki courir sorti. Le Bouki courir sorti, il prend Bouki. Il commence à caler Bouki, il dit, ah oui, c'est où que tu as mangé viande bœuf là. Il caler Bouki, il caler Bouki, il caler Bouki. Tout corps Bouki fait plein malin sous Bouki, il a caler Bouki toujours. Le Bouki prêt mourir qu'on y a, il prend Bouki, il a gagné Bouki un bon pied zaboka. Et puis, tout le monde qui saute l'école prend zaboka avec. Il caler un Bouki avec zaboka avec là. Zaboka tombe sous des Bouki fait plus mal encore. Au moment même, il y a un zaboka pourri qui était en haut pied. Zaboka tombé sous des bouquets. Bouquets passés, mais il y a bon pour lui sous toute chaleur. Ça était dans des ailes là. Bouquets passés, mais bouquets dit berachat. Ou à la bon berachat. Bon, ah, sortant de l'autre petit garçon passé, il y a un coup de zaboka. Bon, il dit bouquets, ouah, qui te volé. Bouquets a volé dans le ventre de bœuf là. Et puis c'est comme ça que je suis passé bon là. Et puis au bon mon petit coup de pied, je vais raconter une belle histoire ça. Now, let me tell you that same story in English, if I may. Comme moi dis nous, like I told you, Bouki was a dummy and Malice was the intelligent. So every day, Malice has a place where he used to go and pick up meat for the family. Where was that place? It was inside a car. Malice will go inside with a little knife and get meat for the family. But nobody will notice that Malice was getting meat from the car. Not the farmer, not the people working on the farm, nobody. So one day, Bouki told Malice, but Mayush, I see you every day going someplace to have meat. Take me with you. Malice answered to Bouki, I don't want to take you because if I take you, you might do it wrong or something may happen. I don't want to take you, Bouki. You better not come. Let me go every day and take the meat. Oh, please, Malice, please, please. I'm your good little brother. Take me with you so I can get some meat too. I'll help you carry that meat, Malice. Please do that for me. So Malice didn't want to take Bouki even though. But at the end, he said, okay, I'm giving you a last chance this time. You can come with me tomorrow. Oh, Bouki was so happy. So they both went to sleep. But Bouki couldn't sleep. Bouki got up in the middle of the night and told Malice that it was time. Bouki told Malice that it was time to go and get the meat. Malice told Bouki, no, Bouki, it's not time yet. I didn't sleep enough. Go back to sleep. Bouki went back in his bed, but he couldn't sleep. He woke up again in a half an hour. Every half an hour, he would go and wake up Malice. Malice, let's go now. It's late. Finally, Bouki went outside and light up a big fire. And then he went to Malice and said, Malice, you see? The sun is out. Let's go now. Let's go, Malice. It's time. So Malice saw outside it was day. And Malice thought it was time to go. So on his way, he find out that it was because Bouki had lighted up a fire. But since he was on his way, he kept on going with Bouki. When they got there, it was a big car where Malice would go to the Malice and Bouki got inside the car by the back part. Malice pulled out his little knife and started to get, like I said, Malice got to the back part with Bouki, and right away, took his little knife and started to cut inside the car. Malice told Buki to be very careful about the heart, not to cut the heart. Otherwise, both of them will stay inside and they won't be able to get out of the back part of the car. Buki told Malice, "Don't you worry. I know how to do things well. I won't even get near the car, the heart of the car." They were cutting. So finally, Malice said, "Buki, that's enough. Let's get out." "Oh no, Malice, I don't have enough meat. Come on, let me stay. Let me stay for a while." Finally, Malice had to leave without Buki because he wouldn't move and he was getting near the heart of the car. So, Malice left Buki inside. And Buki keep on cutting. Finally, he was cutting and he was eating. He cut the heart of the car. And boom, the back part was closed. The car fell on the floor, on the ground, and Buki could not get out. By morning, the farmer came and find the car dead with a big stomach. He asked himself, "Who can be inside of my car? What happened to my car? Let's open and see." When he opened the car, he found a big Buki inside. Buki started to run. They got him back. They beat him up. They beat him badly. All his body had blisters all over, from head to toe. After he was well beaten, they put him under an avocado tree. One avocado that was very ripe fell on his back part. He passed his hand on it and said, "Ooh, it's so good. Cat butter. It's so good, that good cat butter." But the little children coming from school saw Buki in this ugly situation. They threw green avocados at him and making him worse. Buki yell. You could hear him 300 feet from there. "I came to say hi to Buki to see how he was doing. But one of them was nearby, pushed me with his feet, and I came down here to tell you the story."
This is Marshall Lewis. I'm a counselor in alcohol at North Dade Alcohol Education Center. You know, when people get drunk, they lost their memory. And as an Asian counselor, there is a joke about a story happening in Haiti. There was a guy. He get a lot of drink and eat a lot. He went downtown and he was going on home. And when he was about in the middle of the road, he vomited on the sidewalk. They call that jackpot. When you vomited in the store in Haiti, there is a name for that. They call that jackpot. You know, jackpot is when you get the big prize, and the slot machine give you whatever inside the machine. It's a lot of money. But when you get a jackpot in the Haitian Creole, the name is used to get vomiting after a long intake of alcohol and eating. And the man say, when after he vomited whatever he has in the stomach on the sidewalk, he say, I remember this rice was on the floor. I remember where I eat it. I ate it. This chicken, I remember where I ate it. This plantain, I remember where I ate it. These beans, those beans, I remember where I eat them. But there was a dog coming in, eating in the food on the floor. He said, I don't remember why I eat that dog. And the man went home, and that was a story. When you get drunk, you don't remember, there is a loss of memory. And it's about, I was talking about. Thank you. The Haitian living in Florida, in South Florida, is about 20,000. They came by boat. And most of them, they are living in Miami in the area they call the Little Haiti. Haiti was discovered in 1492 by Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus discovered Haiti, he found a lot of Indians. And when Christopher came, he baptized them. He came with the cross, and the Indian become Christian. But the Indian was reduced in slave to work in the gold mine and to take the gold from the mine. And it was a hard work, and the Indian was dying. At this time, there is a nun, archbishop. His name was Las Casas. He was Spanish. And he advised Christopher Columbus and the Spanish to replace the Indian by the blacks, and that's where they start with the slavery with the black people. And the business, they took the slave, the blacks, the black from Africa, most of them from Congo and the state of Congo. And they sell them in Haiti. There are different type of slave, and a slave was sold. The price of a slave was according to his health and his ability to work. If the slave have skills like doing a basket, or if the slave can take care of a horse or animal, he was sold for a bigger price. And at this time, the slave bring with them their culture. And the culture is the Vodou. When the slave organize the resistance to become free, they use the Vodou as a means, as an arm to defend themselves against the colon. The colon was the Spanish, but they have been replaced by the French. on some of the slaves, like Bookman, Toussaint Louverture, and Dessalines, they were from royal gold. They come from a royal family from Africa. And the Haitian culture is made of a melting pot. Donc you have the whatever they get from the Indian and then from Africa is the voodoo and the French culture, the language, the French language and some customs. And in the independence, the government, the new government, adopt French as the official language because they say French is the what they kept from the like part of their glory from the French government. But after the independence, all the different components of the population, they are a mixture. Dr. Haitian is not only Catholic. They have what they call a mysticism, voodoo, Catholicism. The Haitian practice, we Catholic, like a religion Catholic, like religion Catholic as a first consecration to God, but they practice also voodoo. And in the voodoo, they have different type of God, different God. The name of the God identified as what they call loi. It's like a spirit. There are different kind of rite. And we have the name of the spirit. You have Dambala. You have Aguataruyo. Aguataruyo is the god of fire. You have Dambala. You have Ezuli. Ezuli, they identify Ezuli to the Virgin Mary. And when you go to a Catholic church, you have naivety. What they are so naive. They are so naive. They mix up like you see when you say go, for example, to Notre Dame of Haiti. The present, the past, and the future. And when you go to the Catholic Church, the Notre Dame of Haiti, you see in the background of the church a painting. There is a plane. The plane, a boat, and the Virgin Mary is the patron of the church in Haiti. This is in Miami what the actual is the past and the present. The boat and the plane is the main where they get from, by the boat and the plane. And you have the Virgin Mary on the United States. And every Sunday, a chain or rain, those people meet every Sunday to worship God at the church.